dance. Do you like dogs and bars when you go there? It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. An all-night curfew has ended in Puerto Rico, where daylight will be welcomed on an island without power.
If you're having trouble this morning getting in touch with your family and friends here on the island territory, you are not alone. Our social media accounts have been flooded with requests and efforts to try to get in touch with family here. The problem is you may have to wait for months. The governor here, Ricardo Rossello, saying that the state-run power company was severely damaged, wrecked even, and it may be months before that system is back up.
Correspondent Nick Valencia is in San Juan, where the rain bands of Hurricane Maria continue and a flash flood warning remains for the entire island. All of Mexico spent the night watching TV coverage of rescuers in Mexico City trying to rescue a 12-year-old girl who's trapped in the rubble of a school that collapsed following Wednesday's earthquake.
What we know so far is that the girl is okay. We were able to talk to the doctors that communicated with her and gave her the water, and they said she was fine. She was able to yell and communicate constantly, and hopefully we'll see a very happy ending out of this.
Correspondent Hugo Vela. A mechanic inspecting one of Metro's 7,000 series trains received an electric shock over the weekend, and now the transit agency's largest union's accusing Metro of covering up a potentially deadly problem. The worker received a light shock with no visible burns and was taken to a hospital for observation, according to an incident report obtained by the Washington Post. A statement from ATU Local 689 accuses Metro of taking action only because the victim could have been killed. Metro says it's taken steps to ensure the safety of its employees. Prosecutors say the bodies of two men discovered in two Montgomery County parks this month were the result of gang-related killings. One of the victims had been decapitated and dismembered. State's Attorney John McCarthy told Bethesda Beat he could not comment which gang might be responsible for the killings or whether they were related. But several men with ties to MS-13 were charged this week with the murder of a Silver Spring man whose body was found in a shallow grave near Frederick. Several places in Virginia are joining the Amazon headquarters sweepstakes, but Governor Terry McAuliffe is staying agnostic.
They've got a West Coast operation. I think they'd like an East Coast operation.
But beyond that, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's not endorsing one site over another, as Hampton Roads, Richmond, Arlington, and Loudoun all explore a bid to win Amazon's HQ2.
Up here in Northern Virginia, we have the metro system. We have the International Airport. In Virginia Beach, they got all the data capacity that they have down there. Richmond is a millennial city.
His neighbor to the north, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, took a different approach, endorsing a site in Baltimore last week, even as Montgomery and Prince George's counties get their bids together. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If any Republicans want to beat Senator Tim Kaine when he runs for re-election next year, they may want to work on their name recognition. A new poll from Mary Washington University finds the Democrat incumbent would enjoy double-digit leads over potential GOP challengers Corey Stewart, Dave Bratt, and Scott Taylor. Of the three potential challengers there, Stewart was the most recognized name in the poll, but only a quarter of those surveyed said they knew enough about him to have an opinion of him one way or another. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,412, the NASDAQ at 64.56. In sports, the Nats beat the Braves 7-2, win number 15 for Gio Gonzalez, but the Birds are blown out by the Bo Sox 9-0 at the yard, and the Caps beat the Canadiens in preseason action. WMAL News Time is 6.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. It's 4K a day on WMAL. The money's falling from the sky every weekday. Details at WMAL.com. And listen here, 4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great, and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 heading through Centerville. Yes, you're bogged down. Just a solid lineup here as you try to head past Manassas Business 234 to 28 Centerville. But please tell me they have it all on this shoulder. There was some debris in one of the lanes that they had to clear out of there. So still watch for activity. On 28 northbound, it's the signal light delays as you come out of Manassas Park heading past Compton Road. I don't have anything reported there, but just that stop-and-go delay. Same story with 95, our typical volume in Aquia, again, Dale City to Woodbridge. Now, Maryland on 270. Seeing the delays growing. We have a crash in Urbana, south on 270. You should come up to Route 80 Urbana with one of the lanes blocked. Delays right now from the Monocacy. So watch for fire and rescue there. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon. Average high, 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 64 in Chantilly. Tilly, 65 in La Plata, 69 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Spot Hero. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump's big speech at the UN was the sound of a dog barking. See more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent. You know that man. Shimon Procupes. Tongue twister there. Shimon is from CNN and joins us at 7:35 this morning to break down the latest in their reporting on Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort. Lots of news there. 8:05, Ron Meyer, the Loudoun County Supervisor and regular guest here on Mornings on the Mall. And then Vince Gray, the former D.C. mayor and now D.C. council member, joins us at 8:15 this morning, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonna. He's alongside Mary Walter.
I love my dog as much as I love you.
Who doesn't love pets? Who doesn't love dogs, right? Who loves... Everybody loves puppies, although kittens
some
are cuter.
Some people don't
little kittens
like
are cuter.
Dogs.
Some people do not like the dogs, apparently, in the district, because health inspectors have been cracking down on dogs at outdoor bars, you know, on patios, at bars and restaurants and things like that. You can sit outside, and some people will bring their dog with them and sit outside and have a beer, maybe a little bar food.
Yeah. Well, people who enjoy life.
Health inspectors are cracking down. A story comes out of Northwest, at the Midlands, which is a bar and a restaurant. And there was a dog there, Andy Pants the dog. And Andy Pants was a part of the business until Tuesday, when a D.C. health inspector ordered Andy and all the dogs off the patio. Off the patio with the dogs.
Off the outdoor patio.
Outdoor patio. Yet, as someone pointed out, there are birds on the outdoor patio. But apparently... that's okay, which I think birds are probably dirtier than dogs on an outdoor patio.
Do you ever get jealous of the birds? They get to do whatever they want. They just go anywhere they want. They can fly right into the South Lawn right now, and no Secret Service agent's going to shoot them because they can just, those entitled birds.
Really?
Just that's whatever they want to do.
When Vince comes back, when you're reincarnated, you want to be a bird just so you can get on the South Lawn of the White House.
No, I would like to be something that attacks birds. That's what I want to be. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, in Virginia, in Arlington, Virginia, bars and restaurants can apply for an exemption to get a permit to allow dogs. In Montgomery County, Maryland, you can also get a permit and to have a dogs on the patio. Some bars and restaurants will have yappy hour, which is hilarious. So you can go like on a Friday and they have everybody who has dogs come. comes. And so what we want to know is, do you have a problem with dogs at these outdoor patios on restaurants and bars? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I love it. I'm a big pet lover. I love seeing the dogs and on these outdoor patios at the bars, even in a restaurant. If you're sitting outside, it's not... What's the problem? I don't get it. You're kind of in their territory at that point, right? If they're outside, if you could walk your dog on a sidewalk, why can't you just have the dog sit next to you on an outdoor patio?
Of course. And everyone I see who does this, almost without fail, has a pretty well-behaved dog that's just simply lying next to their chair. Hey. Or, you know, in some of these restaurants, I know in Alexandria, I've seen a couple of these outdoor restaurants where they have, like, community water bowls for the dogs. Just like a big old bowl of water just waiting for dogs to come up and sort of lap it up, whether they're walking by the restaurant or sitting there. I don't know. I think dogs increase the happiness quotient in any given location. Having them like in an outdoor location at a restaurant, that's cool. And it's nice. It makes people happier, more cheerful. You have a better experience at the restaurant. It's not like you're rubbing your face on the dog and then eating your food. There's a dog there.
Well, okay? If you choose to do that, that's your choice. It's not like the dog's coming up and licking your face on purpose, you know, without your consent.
Yeah, and some people would see that as an upside, actually, if the dog was doing that.
So, absolutely.
So all of that kind of built in. But there are dog haters out there. And they're trying to get control of this situation. They see too much happiness spreading around the city.
That's what it is. Health inspectors.
They don't like the happiness. They don't like all that joy. It's time to temper it. This is the age of Trump, people. We need to not be joyful when we go to a restaurant and eat in an outdoor patio. You shouldn't be able to pet your warm, fuzzy dog who's sitting next to you as you enjoy your tacos.
I'll tell you, I would prefer someone sitting next to me even inside a restaurant with a well-behaved dog that's under their feet, you know, a service dog or something like that, under the table, quiet, than someone who has their offspring running up and down, totally uncontrolled, taking food off your plate, tripping up waitresses. I would rather have that. I would rather eat in a zone with dogs than most children. Some children are very well-behaved, but I'd rather do that.
Now, I'm with you on that, especially just having dogs literally everywhere. I'm fine with it indoors. One of the good things about California, in addition to the weather, is that they let dogs like inside every location anywhere, so you can bring your dog into the building when you go shopping at a supermarket. I'm for that. I'm a dog evangelist. I don't even own a dog right now, but I'm for people using like fake like vests, fake, just bring them everywhere. Just anything you can do to get your dog to be all over the place.
Yeah, and one D.C. resident interviewed said that they have no problem. I don't understand all of this. They're with us, Vince.
Nobody's in the kitchen with their dogs. I mean, it's an outdoor venue anyway. There are birds in there. It seems like they're way dirtier than domestic animals.
I agree. I think birds are way dirtier than domestic animals. And NBC4 Mark Seagrave was the one who did this report. So thank you to Mark. Let's go to LaTanya in Gaithersburg. LaTanya, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. So what do you think about having dogs on these outdoor patios, not even inside?
I don't think it's a big issue. The only thing that I have a concern with is just cleanliness. My mother and I, we went into a restaurant and we noticed a dog smell. And we were thinking maybe it was coming from outside and coming inside. So we noticed the smell was on the dishes. So when we complained about it and looked into it, it came to find out that the lady that was doing the dishes had her dog in the back. So I don't know if she was like periodically going to check on her dog and she was rubbing her dog. And instead of washing her hands before she washed the dishes, she just put her hands straight into the dishwater. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's entirely possible, LaTanya, she ran out of towels. And maybe she was just using the dog, you know, just like rubbing the dishes.
I was thinking she was just letting the dog lick. Just let the dog lick the plates clean.
Well, that
I don't want dog smell in my dishes when I'm eating.
It's hard to blame you, LaTanya. I think that's a reasonable quibble over the dog thing. your plates should not smell like the dog. We'll agree there.
Yeah, I'm with them, with LaTanya. I've never had that, though. I know what dog smell is not a good smell. Like, wet dog is not a good smell. But not on your dishes. Bob in College Park, let's get you in here, Bob. Good morning, Bob. Are you okay with dogs on patios at bars and restaurants outside?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, obviously outside. And by the way, Mythbusters did show that a dog's mouth has fewer germs than a human's mouth. I know it's always been a myth that they proved it. They said, yeah, they have fewer germs. But I'd rather have a dog next to me that's just lying there versus a screaming, crying child, which totally ruins your outdoor experience or indoor experience.
Thank you for saying that, because I know when I say that, my husband and I would go to restaurants sometimes and go, is there a child-free zone? You know, I'm not here dining with my children, so I don't want to dine with yours. And I get blowback on that sometimes, but they're humans and children are wonderful. I'm like, yes, but if they're so wonderful, keep them at your table. I don't want them at mine, you know? I'm with you, Bob. I was waiting to get blowback on that, so thank you for supporting me.
I sympathize with the parents. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I do think that, I'm like, oh God, I feel bad that they have to deal with the kid, but I don't freak out too quickly. Eventually I will, but at first I give them a buffer zone. At church and at restaurants, they have at least a few minutes of trying to take care of that kid before things get out of hand.
Yeah, I'll give them a couple minutes.
With the animals though, especially if the animals are well behaved, which again they often are, no problem at all.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. For whatever reason, you can't have dogs on outside patios at bars and restaurants in the district. Is this absolutely ridiculous? It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we come onto the George Washington Parkway. If you're leaving the Beltway in the McLean area, we do have volume up ahead to get to and past 123. That's where we had a report of an incident with one lane blocked. 66 eastbound at 28 Centerville. Police tell me that the accident was quickly cleared, but it was about clearing the debris out of some of the travel lanes that was the issue. So out of Manassas towards Centerville, you do have that stop and go. Maryland on 270, Route 80 Urbana, crash now to the shoulder, but boy, is it slow as you come out of the Frederick area from near the Monocacy. Now that volume extends past Urbana and off and on down toward 109, top side of the Beltway, starting to fill in some of the delays through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today mostly sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early, but then we'll start to see it start to clear up in the afternoon, and a high tomorrow near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, so regulations are under review because D.C.'s been cracking down on dogs on patios, outdoor spaces, at bars, in restaurants. And so now they're going to start to review the policy. The Department of Health says we're going to review the regulation. And a D.C. council member is considering emergency legislation to allow some dogs at restaurants and bars outside.
Count me among the people who are surprised that this even existed. I didn't realize this was a law.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, and apparently no dogs allowed to be on these outdoor patios, at these eateries in the district.
I love when you walk into a business and they have, you know, like the business dog. You know, you walk into a tile store or an appliance store, and the little dog comes walking out. I love that. 888-630-9625. Nancy in Vienna, are you okay with dogs on the patios at bars and restaurants?
Oh, yes. I'm for the dog. And I want to know, are these the health police or the fun police?
Yeah. Both. They're nasty. Yeah, what's the deal? Come on. Bring some joy to the world. None of this stuff. We've got enough problems.
Yeah,
we don't need to be removing dogs from outdoor restaurant areas.
But their job, the health inspectors, their job is to enforce the health laws and the health codes to make sure that everything is clean and safe. And if that is the law, they're just enforcing it. If we don't like the law, then we need to get it changed.
Yeah,
and that's what we're going to talk
healthy.
To.
Don't be a killjoy.
Well, that's what we're going to talk to Vince Gray about, because he's going to be addressing this issue. We'll be addressing that with him at 8:15. But you're right, Nancy. They have to enforce the law. So they may not be the fun police right now, but they are enforcing the law. Let's go to Robert in D.C. Robert, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. What if you're very allergic to dog dandruff?
Does that exist?
Like
that? Does that really exist? Dog allergies? Is that a real thing?
Why don't you ask my girlfriend that?
But I mean, is she one of these people that if she's outside and there's a dog, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 feet away from her, it's going to bother her?
It would bother her as much as somebody farting really bad 15 to 20 feet away.
That's a pretty aggressive flatulence. 15 to 20 feet. That's some decent range.
Who do you hang out with?
well, I'm sorry to hear.
I feet away.
I,
it's
but
the same thing. If you're allergic, you're allergic. Peanut allergies. If you're allergic, you're allergic. Five Guys doesn't let you take their peanuts outside because they may get in trouble.
I know.
Have
you ever eaten with somebody with a wheat allergy? It's like the most aggressive menu ordering you've ever seen.
That's why I don't eat with people who are high maintenance. Like, seriously, I have a friend who's high maintenance with the ordering. I refuse. I will not go out anywhere for lunch. I'm like, no. He's like, let's do lunch. I'm like, no, I refuse. You're just too high maintenance. I can't do it.
Wow, look at you. The fun police over here.
It's annoying. And I'm sorry. I know people who have allergies to like cats and things like that, but you have to be in contact with the animal. I find it hard to believe that his girlfriend is going to have this hard allergic reaction if she's walking down the street and a dog walks past her. What happens?
Mary, have some sympathy for the woman. She might have an aggressive dog allergy.
Does she walk around in a bubble?
She might have to cross to the other side of the street or something. I mean, 15 to 20 feet. And she has to deal with flatulence, too, that's that aggressive. That's incredible.
I want to know who he hangs around with. Now, you know, on the heels of this, there is a video that's been making the rounds of a veteran who has a service dog for PTSD. And he had this inside a local restaurant. And they're allowed to be in the restaurants if they are a service dog.
Yes.
This woman lost it.
I'm leaving because the food is nasty and there's a dog. So what? What do you want to do about it? It's disgusting to have an animal inside of a public restaurant.
It is. His service dog is a Great Dane. So it's a big dog. It's not like one of these fluffy little things. I just think that in this country, it's very European to have animals inside restaurants. It's a very, very European thing. So it's not a very American thing. So I think people just sometimes aren't used to seeing a Great Dane
in a restaurant. If it's European, let's appropriate it and claim it for our own. No more of this Europe stuff. This is American. Allow the dogs in the restaurant.
You want to appropriate European culture?
Seize it and then exercise them from everything. They're not allowed to even claim this tradition anymore. This is an American tradition.
We seize it and make it better.
Yeah, of course.
See, that's what Americans, that's what we did with the English language, right?
What happened in her life that she's yelling at dogs inside restaurants?
But here's the other thing, though. People scam the service animal thing. They scam it, and they're like, "Oh, because I want to bring. I don't want to have to put my dog down in the cargo area of the plane. So my dog's a therapy dog, and then the dog can sit in the plane with them." People scam that whole thing.
Yet another form of light criminality that I fully endorse.
No. 6:22 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASA. FCU.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am.
But anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license. Spread the word, ma'am. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go. 270. Update is sponsored by AAA. South on 270 at Route 80 Urbana, the crash sits to the shoulder. So that's the good news, that it's out of the travel lanes, but it's still a distraction. So for everyone pushing south here past the Monocacy down toward Urbana, heavy delays. And that also, now that lanes are open, extends down to and past 109. So just be ready for that. That's the heaviest stretch of 270 that I'm seeing. Top side of the Beltway, you should come off of 95 and around to Colesville Road with the slowdowns. Heading into town, Riverdale, BW Parkway, that looks great inside the Beltway. I'm not seeing much of any backups. It's through Chevrolet. 50 starts to get a little bit bogged down. And then as you head in on New York Avenue near North Capitol Street, incidents reported. Wilson Bridge, no backups, looking good. Just a little bit of light volume coming out of Maryland. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much cloud around. It's the warmth. The numbers warm this morning, above average by about 10 degrees, and we'll stay warm this afternoon. Mostly sunny and above average by about 10 degrees, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 626 on WMAL. So they've cracked down on dogs in bars and restaurants, the outside patios in the district. There is no such a thing as an exemption. You can't apply for an exemption in this area. You can in Montgomery County. You can in places in Virginia. Not in the district. So they're going to revisit that.
Just dog in these restaurants.
Yeah. And NBC4's Mark Seagraves did a report on this about how popular dogs are in some restaurants.
Many businesses want to encourage customers to bring their dogs. So much so, some restaurants host yappy hours. But the D.C. Department of Health says that's against the law. And they've been telling establishments to keep dogs out or face a $500 fine.
Hear that, Mary? All your yappy hours are against the law.
Yappy hours are fine. I don't even have a dog, and I love yappy hour. I love it.
I know.
You get to
play
with other people's dogs. It's so cool.
I get 4 hours of yappy hour with you every morning.
All right. I'm done. I'm out. I am so out of here. I am so done with you. That's it. 627 on WMAL.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy. He's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system. Heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Some nights are special. Some nights you just know. It's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake.
There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
And here's what's coming up on WMAL. There's some great outtakes from Lawrence O'Donnell.
Outtakes, yes.
Yeah, outtakes. Well, we're behind-the-scenes type audience. That stuff never goes away, and it rears its ugly head years later when someone leaks it, a disgruntled employee leaks it, and out it comes.
A little bit of scary Larry O'Donnell when we return.
And also, don't forget more on dogs on those patios at bars and restaurants in D.C. coming up at 8:15 when we speak with former Mayor Gray about that situation. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Hurricane Maria is back over open water after it devastated Puerto Rico, leaving the entire island flooded and without power. And with that warm water, it's growing again.
The National Hurricane Center says it could intensify over the next couple of days here as the environment it's in. The water temperature is plenty warm. The shear above the storm is non-existent.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam. Next stop, the Dominican Republic. Still too early to say whether it'll threaten the U.S. mainland. The Trump Organization is calling a $14.5 million discrimination lawsuit filed by three employees of one of the restaurants at its D.C. hotel, quote, utterly baseless. The workers did not work for the Trump International Hotel itself, but for a company that operates the BLT Prime restaurant inside the hotel. They claim they were given lunch shifts because they're black rather than the more lucrative evening shifts, which they claim were saved for white and Latino servers. The company that operates the restaurant says the employees never went through proper channels to make their complaints known previously. The former director of the Veterans Hospital in D.C. has been fired once again.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says it's fired Brian Hawkins, citing audits that found mismanagement at the facility. VA Secretary David Shulkin says he used new firing authority under an accountability law signed by President Trump. Hawkins was let go in August. He was later put back on the payroll after he appealed the decision to the Merit Systems Protection Board. Shulkin says he'll continue using his full authority to, quote, hold employees accountable if they fail to do their jobs or live up to the VA's values. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Charlottesville City Council is turning its attention away from Confederates and onto another group of people. Lawmakers have voted to make the second Monday of October Indigenous Peoples Day. That's a day traditionally that's been observed in many places as Columbus Day, but not in Charlottesville. A resolution says the day shall be used to reflect upon the ongoing struggles of Indigenous people on this land. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,412, the NASDAQ at 6,456. In sports, brought to you by Experian. The Nats score 6 in the 8th inning to beat the Braves, but the Orioles score nothing and get blown out by the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Think data breaches only affect companies? Think again. It could be your data being sold on the dark web. See if you're at risk with a free dark web email scan only from Experian. It costs nothing and it could help you keep your identity yours. Start now for free at Experian.com/scan.
Traffic and weather first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, heading out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, stalled car, slowing northbound 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road. That blocks the right lane. Police are there waiting for tow truck now. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, backing near St. Barnabas Road with some of that stop and go. On the top side, out of College Park, 95 to George Avenue, slow. Now 270 between 80 and 109. That's the heaviest stretch we have. Crash that was near Route 80. That's been cleared. Now let's go Virginia out to Centerville area near Cox Farms, Braddock Road at Pleasant Valley Road. Now Fairfax police tell me they have stopped all traffic as they deal with this crash. Again, Braddock Road at Pleasant Valley Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much cloud around. It's the warmth. The numbers warm this morning, above average by about 10 degrees. And we'll stay warm this afternoon. Mostly sunny and above average by about 10 degrees, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 62 in Centerville, 63 in Rockville, 68 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
And good morning. Joining us on the show, it's 7:05. We're going to talk to Dan Bongino about Donald Trump Jr. and Kellyanne Conway no longer having Secret Service protection. We'll find out why, and also his take on the Manafort investigation. Also on the Manafort investigation at 7:35, Shimon Procupes. He is a crime and justice reporter for CNN. At 8:05, it's Ron Meyer. He is Loudoun County Supervisor. We'll find out about the push for more bus and bike lanes as a solution to Virginia's traffic woes. And at 8:15, former Mayor Vince Gray, we'll talk to him about that the issue of dogs at bars and restaurants and patios. Why does D.C. hate animals? I mean, why do they hate puppies? We'll find out why. Speaking of hating puppies, here's Vince Colonnese. I'm Mary Walter.
Oh, I adore those puppies. Will you stop it, all of your slander?
For lunch, you love them.
Let's go to an adorable figure in media. MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell. He's a primetime host over there at Microsoft NBC, and he's got an interesting way to convey himself, obviously on the air he does. But when he's off the air, when he's on commercial break, that's where things get interesting. So just to give you some setup here, Lawrence O'Donnell has a show, of course, and on August 29th of this year, somebody... There's a recording, of course, of on the commercial breaks of everything that the host is doing and saying and what he's talking about. All of that stuff that's happening, not on the live broadcast, but just behind the scenes, they have recordings of. Well, somebody over at Microsoft NBC saw fit to actually leak this video, and it appeared yesterday on Mediaite. And boy, is the audio so interesting to listen to. Let's kick this off. The idea is here, as I understand it, this is Lawrence O'Donnell wondering about his sound, and then somebody keeps talking into his earpiece about things that are completely unrelated to the show, distracting our dear host. Listen to this.
58 seconds.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off.
Uh-oh.
Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
Uh-oh.
Just give me a second.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
He's like making puns too now.
20 seconds.
That would be a curse word.
God.
That's also a curse word.
10 seconds.
The sounds you're hearing, by the way, are him like gritting his teeth and banging the desk. He's not happy. He sounds like Mary on every commercial break. It's crazy. I'm just kidding. It's not Mary. Larry O'Connor sounds like this, by the way. Forget Larry O'Connor for a second. Larry O'Donnell continues talking about all of the insanity going on over there.
And into that tragedy today stepped the President of the United States.
All right, now to commercial.
23 seconds.
There's insanity in the control room tonight.
Poor man. There's insanity in the control room tonight. Okay, so he wants to speak to the control room now. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell.
One of the deaths in Houston that was ignored by President Trump is Police Sergeant Steve Perez, who had been missing since Sunday morning.
And here he is.
You have insanity in my earpiece. Don't leave it there.
The guy's trying to change his earpiece.
It's not my earpiece. It's somebody talking on our lines.
Another curse word. All right. This poor producer, he's like, there's insanity in my earpiece. And this producer comes up, he's like, I've got an earpiece for you. And he's like trying to change it for him. This nervous dude, like, starts walking up trying to change the earpiece. And he's like, don't touch my earpiece. It's not the earpiece. It's somebody talking in it. There's a whole bunch of good clips here, but this is the coup de grace. This is the coup de O'Donnell here. Go to cut 17. This is him being very upset with a noise that he's hearing in the background. Here's him going to commercial and addressing the noise.
Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
Clear.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the hammer?
Where's the
hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Where's the screwdriver at?
Stop the hammering.
Huh? Uh-oh.
I'll go down to the floor myself and stop it. Keep the commercial break going. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the I have to call. Stop the hammering.
Doesn't MSNBC know the ratings gold they have here? Everyone's like, they're all worrying about, like, how are we going to beat CNN? How are we going to ever beat Fox News? Hello? It's happening on your cameras.
Yeah, but see, now... I'm gonna defend him to a certain extent. We don't know. It is very, very, very distracting to be on the air and hear something in your headphones that's going on while you're trying to formulate a thought about something, and there's someone talking about something totally different in your headset. It's really distracting. So I get his frustration with, why do I keep hearing someone talking in my headset while I'm trying to do something else here and trying to do a show? And now the hammering, we've had construction going on here. So I get the hammering thing, but there's nothing you could do about it. You just keep going. If it's not coming out over the air, then that you can deal with.
No, but when you work in 30 Rock, right in the middle of New York City, you have reached the height of media power, and you hear a hammer? You cannot suffer that fool. I will go down there my bleeping self, and I will take that hammer off! I'm gonna find that hammer! Ah! Lawrence O'Donnell, more from the audio, coming up 6:44 here on WML.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Looking for tips on how to make your money last longer when you retire? Listen to Retirement Key Radio featuring Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sundays at 3 here on WMAL.
The 6:45 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head into Centerville. Serious crash closing a stretch of Braddock Road near Cox Farms, if you're familiar with that area. So Braddock Road right near Pleasant Valley Road. Police are detouring traffic around this crash. 66, no detours. We're just in heavy delays from Manassas to Centerville. North on 28 out of Manassas Park. The signal light delays are quite intense here, working at the 66 as well. 95, 395, it's just the volume delays and across the 14th Street Bridge. Oh, George Washington Parkway, you're doing better coming out of McLean and off the Beltway. I'm not seeing any delays now. Approaching 123, the broken down gone, delays are gone. We still have the broken down, though. Maryland out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, really putting the pressure on this trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth continues, and so does the heat. 87 this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Warm this morning, too. Seeing a lot of 70s around, especially in and around the Beltway. A little cooler as we get away from it. Some clouds in 69 tonight. Tomorrow, 85. Clouds early, partly cloudy for most of the day. Sunshine for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently, in our nation's capital, it's 68 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Stop. Have a time.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Oh, if you don't go up there, I'm going to go up there, my bleeping self, he says. Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. Somebody caught him on the commercial breaks. You know, you wonder, Mary, you were having some sympathy for him, and I kind of did too. I watched this, and I was like, well, maybe he's just demanding professionalism, you know, whatever. He wants to have a good show. But somebody there on the show clearly leaked the tape and did it with some intentionality. They apparently must not like working with the guy if they're going to leak the secret details of what's going on the commercial breaks. So that's Lawrence O'Donnell talking about, and here's more of him talking about, he wants the entire control room to figure out what's going on with this hammer.
Empty out the control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there, or out there somewhere.
It's a scavenger hunt now.
The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly, every time we went to a SOT. Yeah, what do you mean in the conversation? Not in the Bush SOT, no.
Not on the Bush SOT. Sound on tape, which is just a clip that they play on TV. So he's upset, obviously. He's a little worked up about this. And then he starts reflecting on, you know, himself and his life and his ability to actually have a good show.
The new sheriff of Maricopa County, who beat Joe Arpaio, joins us next.
Commercial break.
I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the slots when you don't do it. So now I have to chase those stupid entrails
curse
that
word.
You allowed him to stick out there. Jeez. I told you why I wanted those words cut. It just sucks. It sucks to be out here with this out of control.
He's all
any
alone.
Thing can come into my ear at any moment. That's what I know. Anybody
Larry.
Can get into my ear at any time. Some woman talking about what we're doing after the show.
They should have like a guest call-in line so you can speak to him during the program.
Just talk into his head.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, just think you're doing a great job. Just wanted to say hi.
Oh, that would be awesome. We do that here. Poor. Well, you know what? Listen, Lawrence O'Donnell, I kind of have a little sympathy for you. I get it. 6:50 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's fellentonlaw.com.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday Eve, Jess.
Happy Friday Eve, Mary, and good morning. Futures are lower this morning, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. The S&P is coming off a record high on this last full day of summer today. Markets are higher in Europe, mostly lower in Asia. Crude oil is ticking lower after surging up nearly 2% yesterday. Hurricane Maria back up to a major Category 3 as it hits the Dominican Republic. No U.S. impact is expected as of now. Google's trying again to make a smartphone that you'll buy. by buying part of HTC for about $1 billion. The Federal Reserve hinted that an interest rate increase may come in December, and it'll start to unwind what it did to help the economy after the 2008 financial crisis by reducing its bond holdings. Bill Gates says he's sorry about that Control-Alt-Delete thing you have to do on your computer keyboard. He told the Bloomberg Global Business Forum that he wishes he'd made that command to interrupt a function just one single key in Windows. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 630 AM WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Centerville area, I have better news. I know there's some volume there, but you can now use Braddock Road near Pleasant Valley Road over near Cox Farms. They had that shut down for a while because of a serious crash, but Fairfax police tell me now they have released traffic, so you can take that if that's your normal route. Now on 66, heading through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, the volume with us. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's one of the slowest stretches of the Beltway through Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing before St. Barnabas Road with the stop and go. Had the broken down car. It looks like now we're starting to see some relief. Should be to the shoulder. On Route 4, coming out of Upper Marlboro, the heavy delays past Woodyard and Dower House Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon, average high 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
Melania Trump in the news.
Melania.
A couple things. She was speaking at the UN. She went to the UN. And she was wearing this beautiful, I mean, it was this pink confection. It was big. It had like these really huge pink sleeves, which when you saw her in the whole thing, it was beautiful. But when you saw her behind the podium, you couldn't see like her waist. So it just looked like this big, billowous, hot pink confection thing that she was wearing.
Yes.
It was huge. I was like, what the heck is she wearing there? But she spoke about cyberbullying at the UN. Here's Melania speaking about cyberbullying at the UN.
Come together and ensure that our children's future is bright. To teaching the next generation to live by and honor the golden rule to unto others as you would have them unto you, which is my paramount in today's society, and I'm focused as First Lady.
Every time I hear her talk, I think to myself, man, Donald Trump really hates immigrants, huh? Come on.
So she comes out and she speaks about cyberbullying in one of her five languages that she speaks, not her first language. And of course, Dana Bash, because they have to jump on it immediately, Dana Bash had to cut her down.
Or can I just actually add one thing? Let's also just live in the Trump world for a second. Maybe the message wasn't just to everybody in that room. Maybe the message was to her husband.
Right.
To say, remember, right, our child is watching.
Who's the guy?
So maybe
saying,
she's trying to communicate with her husband the same way a lot of his aides do by television.
She's trying to communicate with her husband by television.
You can hear them nodding along. Like, yes, that's a really good point.
Right, because Trump's a bully.
And that Malaysian plane definitely disappeared into a black hole.
Yeah, so of course they had to cut her down immediately because, you know, she's married to Donald Trump. Now
she can't speak to her husband. She has to do it through a speech.
Yeah, aren't they on planes together a lot? So, but her command of the English language, listen, is it perfect? No, but she probably speaks English far better than I speak Croatian. So there was a billboard in Croatia featuring Melania Trump in front of an American flag. And it's actually a beautiful picture. And the slogan on it was, just imagine how far you can go with a little bit of English. And it was by a private English language school in Zagreb that was part of their marketing campaign. Which I have to tell, I thought it was a wonderful billboard. And I actually thought, wow, imagine how far you can go if you learn English. Here's Melania Trump, first president, you know, first lady. Well, her lawyers demanded that they take it down. And the school said, we're very sorry the billboards were misunderstood as something intended to mock the first lady. It was meant to be something positive to show her as a role model.
Aww.
So they had to take it down.
Well, at least it was a nice gesture.
Well, Vince, tell everybody what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, this Graham Cassidy bill, the health care bill, Jimmy Kimmel spent two nights now just absolutely savaging it. He's got a list of people in his burn book. We'll tell you who's in it.
I heard he's a political pundit now. And Dan Bongino will be joining us, and we will discuss the Mueller investigation with him and also Donald Trump Jr. and Kellyanne Conway.